produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. First of all, I just want to let Lady Kayla and Lady Josie know how appreciative I am for the opportunity to be able to partner with them through Josie's Inspirations and Finding My Way. To spread God's word and God's love just all around the world. I am constantly in awe of what God is doing in my life and in the lives of those people around me. So today I have chosen to do a look back of 2019 and then give us some instructions and some words and things for 2020. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God, for all that you've done and all that you are doing in our lives, dear God. God, I ask right now that you help me to settle my spirit, Lord God. God, anoint your servant afresh. Show me what I need to say to your people, Lord God. Please use me for your glory, and I will forever give you the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name, thank you. So I was contemplating about what I should talk about, and just in talks with the Lord, if you will, about what we should talk about today. Usually, you all who listen to me regularly, you all know I usually have a guest speaker come on and do an interview with the guest speaker. And I would love to just thank all of my guest speakers that have been on and participated with me throughout the year. I don't want to start naming them because I know if I start naming them, I would definitely leave somebody out. But I just want to let you all know how appreciative I am that you were able to come on and represent whatever vocation you represented and deliver the information that you were able to deliver. And I know it was fruitful for the people who listened. So thank you so, so very much to everyone. So that was our small recap from last year. Thanks a bunch. I really appreciate it. Next year, we're going to go forward. We're going to have some different interviews, different types of interviews. I would love to have different people on. So if you're interested, please feel free to email me, Carla, C-A-R-L-A, at Carla, C-A-R-L-A, J-O-L-D-A, carlaj.com. So that's Carla at carlajolds.com. Thank you so, so much. So I was praying and I'm thinking and praying and thinking, Lord, give me what your people need. So today I'm just thinking, we have 19, just 19 more days before January 1st, 2020. So when January 1st comes around, we'll have a new day. So with the new day, that brings about a new sunrise, a new sunset, and everything is going to look the same, a new day. So then we'll have a new month. We usually get one of those about every 30, 31, every once in a while, 28, but every 30, 31 days. We'll also get a new year. So we'll get a new year this year. And I was looking at the calendar, and interestingly enough, February will actually have 5 Saturdays. February 29th is a leap year this year, and it falls on a Saturday. So we'll actually have 5 Saturdays in February. And then also, when January 1st comes in, we will have a new decade. That means a new number of 10, a new 10. So what I want to impress upon your hearts and your mind is that when things come in or we're given something new, when you get a new dress, ladies, when you get a new dress, and gentlemen, when you get a new suit, everything is fresh. It's new. It has that just from the store scent. So it smells new. It feels new. Nobody's ever worn it before. A couple people may have tried it on, but nobody's ever worn it before. So you get it. You still have the tags on it. So you're able to clip the little plastic tags off, the plastic off. In some cases, you're able to take it out of the bag for the first time. And for those of you all that know me, know I love shoes. I absolutely love shoes. And it feels so good in the store to actually try on a pair of shoes that are fresh off the truck. No one else has even tried on these pair of shoes. That is such a good and wonderful feeling because you actually get to put your foot in the shoe, or back to the example, you get to put your arms in the dress or in the suit, and so you're able to make your mark. You're able to put your arm in, and it's your elbow that's going to go into that particular spot first. It's your knees, gentlemen, that's going to go into the pants on that particular suit first. And just like a pair of shoes, when you try on a pair of shoes that are fresh off the truck, you get to put your foot in the shoe. And that particular fitting is that, or that particular shoe would be fit just for your foot. Also, a professional clown I did. I went to clown school. And one thing about the way the clown shoes are made is that they take the measurements of your foot. And with the measurements on your foot, the cobbler makes your clown shoe. And your clown shoe is fit for only your foot. No one else can wear that shoe. Well, other people can wear it, but they won't feel as comfortable in that particular shoe because that clown shoe is made and its fit is just for you. So that's what I want to talk about today, is that going into this newness, all of this freshness, I want 2020, this new decade, and the decades that precede after that to be fit just for you. I want the year 2020 in particular to be fit just for you. I want God to do some amazing things just for you. And some of the words that I wrote down were preparation, anticipation, and expectation. Now, with these words, when we prepare for something, preparation means to get ready for. So we have 19 days, just 19 days to get ready. We are getting ready for something new. We're getting ready for this newness. We're getting ready to buy our new suit. We're getting ready to buy our new dress and get fitted for our new shoes. So we have to prepare some things. And within our preparation, we need to do what is called a detox. A detox is to get out some toxins. Everything that is toxic. Toxic means bad. Everything that is bad, we need to get out of our system. We need to get rid of. So everything that's not doing what it's supposed to do, we need to get rid of. If you have appliances in your home that are no longer working, that are no longer benefiting you, go ahead and throw them away because they're not going to benefit anyone. Throw those appliances away that are not working. That old telephone, that old cell phone you have, the one in the bag, yeah, that one, the one back from 1994, 95. Throw that cell phone away. It's not benefiting anyone. And get rid of extra stuff. The clothes that you have in your closet that you know you are not going to wear, detox yourself from that. Get rid of those clothes. Get rid of those old shoes that are not good for you. And you're just carrying this extra baggage on and on and on. Get rid of those things. The old spices that may be in your cabinet. Get rid of those old spices. Get rid of anything in your garage. Just go out and get rid of those things that's not benefiting you, the things that are not glorifying God. Get rid of those things. There's a song called Bag Lady. Get rid of all of those bags. Get rid of that extra stuff that's weighing you down. Get rid of it. And it goes along with people, too. If you have some people that are weighing you down, some people who are not going to be a part of your purpose, or those people that you know are not a part of your purpose, get rid of those people. Get rid of them. You're going to have to get rid of those people in order to pursue the things of God and the things that God has for you. So that's the detox. Get rid of the old TVs. Get rid of the old TVs. Get rid of the old cable boxes. Get rid of the old stuff. The stuff you're not going to use, just go ahead and just get rid of it. Okay? All right, we got detox down. One of the words I didn't mention, I failed to mention, was innovate. So for 2020, I would love for us to become innovators. Now, to innovate means to, make changes, introducing new methods, new ideas, or products. So after you've had the opportunity to detox, we need to make some changes, introducing new methods. Now, when you're making changes, and as you're going through this process, I encourage you I encourage you to, number one, seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and make sure that what you're doing is appropriate for what you're doing. You know your goals. You know your aspirations. If you don't know those, begin to write those down. And during these 19 days, that's what you will work toward. You will work toward completing your goals and developing a process to achieving your goals. So you have your goals set, and now being innovative is developing a new process and a new method to achieving your goal. So let's say, or assisting you to achieve your goal. So let's say you have a goal. Your goal is to, by the end of 2020, to pay off credit card debt. So the first thing you need to do is to sit down, make a list of all your credit cards, make a list of everything, every bill that you owe, every bill that you have, and how much you owe. If you owe said credit card company $5,000, first of all, you need to write down the name of the company and how much you owe them, what your interest rate is, so that you have the information, and the information is there so you can work toward your goal. Now, let's say you have tried to pay off all your credit cards, or you've tried to get out of credit card debt or debt, period, and you've had trouble doing it. So that's when we have to reevaluate and become innovative with our approach. So we need to switch up our approach. So since the approach you used in the past didn't work, you have to step back and reevaluate. Maybe you need to have someone come in and help you. Maybe you need to have a program and set your own self some spending limits so that you're able to go back and spend the quote-unquote extra money on paying off your credit card. So that's just a small example of becoming innovative. As I have stated before, I am a mother, and as a mother, we try things. So we're constantly being innovative in our approach to our children and how we handle our children. But the unique thing about being innovative with people is that as you're changing, the person is also changing. As you're switching up ideas, that person is also switching up ideas, and that person is learning and growing as well. So when you're being innovative, just try different changes. Make different changes. They can be subtle changes or they can be drastic changes, but make some changes in the way you're doing things or the way you do things. And it's okay. It is okay to make those changes. And also establish some new habits. Start to do things new. Go to bed early. If you traditionally go to bed late and you wake up with bags under your eyes, try something different. Go to bed early and begin to get yourself into a consistent regimen. Go to bed early, get up early. That way you're able to get up early, do your devotions, and start your day from there, as opposed to going to bed late, waking up late, rushing, trying to get everything done and squeeze everything into a small amount of time. So go ahead, establish some new habits. Our next word was anticipation. What are you anticipating? What are you looking forward to? What are you anticipating? What are you expecting? Those words kind of go hand in hand. What are you looking forward to? What are you expecting? So with Christmas coming up, we are anticipating the birth of Jesus. We are anticipating the coming of our Christ. Jesus Christ is going to be born. We're anticipating his arrival. He's coming. That's what we are anticipating. And that's what we look forward to. We look forward to this time of year because we celebrate Jesus' birth. So just as we are anticipating Jesus' birth, what are some other things in your life that you are anticipating? We can't live our lives as other people live their lives as if they have no hope. We have hope. We're Christians. We have to anticipate seeing the glory of the Lord. And not just during Christmas time, but anticipate seeing Christ on a day-to-day basis, on a minute-by-minute basis. Just anticipate, expect that something good is going to happen today. Expect that God is going to touch your heart. God is going to move on the hearts of other people to bless you. God is going to move on your heart and put you in a position so that you may bless others. Expect something good happen. Anticipate something great to happen. Look forward to those things happening in your life. I know that sometimes life gets hard. Life gets burdened. You get burdened, and sometimes you feel cumbersome and tired and weak and feeble. And, Lord, I just don't know what to do. But I want to encourage you. I really want to encourage you to write down some things that you are expecting, some things that you are anticipating. So that goes along with your detox. Get you a journal. Go ahead. You can get them at the dollar store. Just get a journal. Begin to write down what you're thankful for. I attended a church one year, and one of the things we did was we had a thank you journal. So for the month of November, we were to go in, sit down, and just write daily what we were thankful for. And you know, at first it's kind of like, what am I really thankful for? But then as the month went on, I really began to become thankful for the air I was breathing. I was thankful that I woke up every morning. I was thankful that I was, as people say, clothed in my right mind. I was thankful that I was sane. And as you begin to write down what you're thankful for, then also write down events. They don't even have to be significant events. But begin to write down some things that happen in your day-to-day life. Begin to write those events down. And then also begin to write what you are expecting for the year 2020, what you are expecting for 2021, 2022, and beyond. Begin to write those things down. The word says, write the vision, make it plain. The Bible also says, ask, seek, and knock. So begin to ask God some things. You know, go seek God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So once we start genuinely seeking God, everything else is going to come along. That joy, that peace, the love, the understanding, those things are going to come along and they are going to fall right into place. Back to the example with the credit cards. Write it down. You want to be debt free? Write it down. I want to pay off my mortgage to my house? Write it down. I want to pay my car off in full? Write it down. Begin to write those things down. Ask God to help you to navigate this process. This process. Ask him to help you to navigate it. And the Holy Spirit will give you guidance on how to navigate this process so that the things that you wrote down that have to do with anticipation and expectation, those things will be able to be fulfilled. So I am so happy that I had this time with you today. Yet again, am just thankful, very, very thankful for the opportunity that has been put before me this year. As I have mentioned, I'm just tickled and excited that God would use me in this way. And I hope that the message for today has pricked your heart so that you can go ahead and prepare, anticipate, and expect some things to happen in your life. Establish some new habits. Detox. Detox, detox. So that's not just with your body, but with your cell phone. Detox your cell phone, people. Take those numbers out of your cell phone that you're not using. Take those contacts out. Delete them, because that will begin to clog up your cell phone too, as well as your life. Those people that are not assets in your life, you need to unplug them, detox them, so that you can move a little more freely. Innovate. Become an innovator. Make some changes. Introduce some new methods, some ideas, or some products. Introduce a new method, a new way of doing something. Introduce a new product. We need some innovators and inventors. So I hope that you all were inspired by the message today. And before I go, let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you right now, oh God, we once again just want to tell you thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your grace, your peace, your love, and your mercy, dear Father. God, we just ask that as this new day, this new month, this new year, this new decade approaches, Lord God, that you just take us in your loving arms, Lord God, and just hold us, Lord God. God, as we prepare, we ask that your Holy Spirit will lead and direct us in our preparation process, Lord God.
We thank you. We praise you. And we glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to Carla's Pearls.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.